Fortune favoured Carlyle's search. Using the directories, he very soon discovered a Wynne Carrados living in Richmond, and better still, further inquiries failed to unearth another. Less than an hour later, he found himself striding up to the front door of The Turrets. A manservant admitted Mr. Carlyle and took in his private card with the bare request for an interview that would not detain Mr. Carrados for 10 minutes. Luck still favoured him. Mr. Carrados was at home and would see him at once. The servant, the hall through which they passed, and the room into which he was shown all contributed something to the deductions which the quietly observant gentleman was half unconsciously recording. "Mr. Carlyle," announced the servant. The room was a library or study. The only occupant, a man of about Carlyle's own age, had been using a typewriter up to the moment of his visitor's entrance. He now turned and stood up with an expression of formal courtesy.
It is very good of you to see me at this hour," apologised the caller.
The conventional expression of Mr. Carrados's face changed a little.
"Surely my man has got your name wrong," he exclaimed. "Isn't it Louis Calling?"